Calling for a rapid and radical return to the old values that made America great, the values of democracy on which this country was founded, here's Tom Hartman.
Well, is the election being hacked? Are we in trouble? I don't know. It's absolutely incredible. Here's a little bit of audio from television station in Beaumont, Texas, Jefferson County, Texas. The largest and nearest city, Beaumont, Texas. By the way, welcome to the program. Tom Hartman here with you. Beaumont, Texas, KFDM is the TV station. This off their website. The announcer starts out by saying KFDM is receiving reports, and that little bit got clipped off here, but it's KFDM.
And continues to get complaints from Jefferson County voters who say the electronic voting machines are not registering their votes correctly. Last night we told you about people who had cast straight Democratic ticket ballots, but the touchscreen machines indicated they had voted a straight Republican ticket. Some of those voters, including Lamar University professor Dr. Bruce Drury, believe the problem is a programming error. Today we spoke to another voter who says it's not just happening with straight ticket voting. He says it's happening on individual races as well. Jerry Stouffer told us when he voted for a Democrat, the Republican's name was highlighted.
And then here comes the testimony of the guy.
There's something in these machines and this equipment that's showing Republican votes when you vote for Democrats. And I know Ms. Guidry is a nice lady and she's working hard, but her theory that my fingernail is somehow over the Republican button is just unrealistic. My fingernail was not.
Ms. Guidry is the election supervisor, and the reporter for KFDM continues.
Jefferson County Clerk Carolyn Guidry says her office has checked the calibration of the machines and found no problems. She says the electronic system is very sensitive. She told KFDM that's a concern she has expressed since county commissioners chose the machines. Guidry advises voters to carefully review their choices and make any changes before pressing the vote button. Another reminder for voters is that just because you press the straight party button does not mean you can't go to individual races and vote for a candidate of another party. A Democratic candidate for Congress is expressing his concern about the situation in Jefferson County and about electronic voting systems throughout the country. Gary Bindrum is the Democratic nominee for the 2nd Congressional District currently held by Republican Ted Poe.
Now, the problem here is that this is the guy that people are trying to vote for, and the votes are going to Poe, and so he's a little concerned.
Bindrum spent the day campaigning in Beaumont and stopped by KFDM this evening. He had this to say about the problems with the machines.
And here's the Democratic candidate.
I think that we have rushed and we haven't got the best machines that we could, and we don't have a verifiable printer trail on in a lot of states. And I think the Congress is going to have to revisit the issue. I think we're going to have to actually set some standards.
Gee, what a novel idea. And that, by the way, a real Texas accent, not like the phony one that George W. Bush imitates. Brad Friedman is with us. Bradblog.com, one of the, has become one of the leading experts in the country on hacked voting machines and vote fraud. Brad, welcome to the Tom Hartman program.
Good morning, Tom. How are you, sir?
Just great. We have, on top of all, all these reports coming in from all over the United States, two questions. Number one, have you heard of any, I know that the report that I just played from KFDM, this is a CBS television station in Jefferson County, Texas, in Beaumont, Texas. This is not the left-wing press. This is your basic local TV station. These reports coming in from Florida, coming in from Ohio, coming in from Texas. Have you heard any of these reports of flipped votes where it flipped from a person pushing the Republican button and it goes to the Democrat?
So far, not a one.
So 100% of the, and how many of these reports have we gotten where people push the Democratic button and it flips to Republican?
Well, let's see. So far we're getting reports. That one was from, I think, Jefferson County, Texas. Had another one from Bexar County, Texas. Another one from Dallas, Texas. Had St. Louis County, Missouri, South Florida, Arkansas. Every single report is now coming in that it's a vote flipping from Democrat to Republican. Now, you know, I'd love to believe that this is just a programming error, which in and of itself underscores the unbelievable disaster ongoing that we're using these machines at all in the first place. But, yeah, the fact that virtually, well, in this case, in 06 so far, every single reported incident that I know about is Democrat flipping to Republican really mirrors a lot of what we saw in 2004, where I think there was, you know, hundreds, if not thousands, of reports of this happening across the country, both right. flipping from Democrat to Republican.
And in 2002 as well.
And, yeah, and not... And not the other way around. That said, HBO's documentary that airs tonight does show a vote machine, a Republican, who is trying to vote for herself on machine after machine in the warehouse. And, in fact, it does flip over to the Democratic candidate. So, you know, this is hitting everybody. And I'm worried about that clip that you played where the fellow is saying, oh, geez, we should have thought about this before. We should have a paper trail. Well, the problem is a lot of these touchscreen machines do have a paper trail, but the dirty little secret about paper trails versus paper ballots is that no one actually counts those paper trails.
Right, it's not an audit trail. It's just it's a decorative. It's a placebo.
Right, it doesn't work. You need somebody right. to mark a ballot, an actual paper ballot, and then you actually have to count that ballot. Yeah. I know it's a
now,
radical. Concept.
Now there's another Brad blog. We're talking about Brad Freeman, bradblog.com, and at the bottom of the hour we're going to be talking with Bev Harris, blackboxvoting.com or .org rather. And Bev is the star of a new movie that's going to be on HBO tonight, a documentary on the hacking of the elections and the hacking of the vote. And so we'll get into that a little bit later on in this first hour. But, Brad, a huge story that you broke at bradblog.com. You have double, triple, quadruple checked this. It turns out, tell me if I've got this right. If I go to vote on a Sequoia machine, if I reach around to the back of the machine, there's a little yellow button there that most people don't know is there, and I push that button, and it flips the machine out of automatic mode, which means that it only lets me vote once, and flips it into manual mode, and then I can stand there and I can push a candidate's button over and over and over again. I can vote for a guy 100 times. I push the yellow button again. It stores those 100 votes in memory as 100 people having voted and turns back into the automatic mode and looks like it's operating normally again.
Yep, you got it exactly right. And the fella, I interviewed two folks who reported this out here in California to the Secretary of State's office who, by the way, seems to have done nothing about it and denied that it was even an issue and that he even knew about it after they had told him. But, yeah, you've got it right. One of the fellows who I interviewed said that you can vote as many times as you want until you are somehow restrained physically from voting.
So the old saying, vote early, vote often.
Indeed, yeah, and as a matter of fact, these very Sequoia machines are in use in Chicago this year, so that's
ironic.
Be out there.
That's ironic.
They're all over the country, yeah. And the fact that, you know, that this is just coming out now, days before the election.
Well, the election's going on right now in a lot of these communities.
Well, that's right. It's already going on, and I don't know how these machines could have passed muster with something like that. These guys... one of the ways they found out about it was through a public records request, and they requested a booklet, a troubleshooting booklet for these Sequoia machines, and it says quite plainly and simply, here's how you enter manual mode, and you can vote as many as you want, and you follow these easy steps. It's remarkable, and it's mind-blowing, and frankly, Tom, I fear that the worst is still to come. I think there may be some bombshells between here and the election. And once we get to the election day, I'm going to be on the air broadcasting all night long because I suspect we are going to see meltdowns across the entire country.
Yeah, you'll be over at bradblog.com, and I know that you'll probably be one of the folks that will be reporting into Air America Radio. Air America is going to be offering live election coverage. I'll be phoning in from time to time with commentary and thoughts on that. I'll also be phoning in with commentary and thoughts to Alex Bennett, who's doing live coverage on Sirius Satellite Radio that carries this program as well on election night. And I look forward to talking with Alex on that evening. This is just amazing, amazing stuff, Brad. The hacking of the election is happening right in front of us. Last time, there wasn't so much early voting, and there wasn't good reporting, and so all of this stuff came out months after the fact. Now, here it is, what, 5-6 days before the election, and and the stories are coming out already.
And we're paying attention this time. You know, it's still a ragtag band of citizen patriots out here because the mainstream media, I think, misunderstimates the problem here. I know that the political parties certainly do.
Yeah.
But we're going to pay attention
very, very quickly.
Yeah.
VideoTheVote.org, people can check that out. VelvetRevolution.us, people can check it out. BradBlog.com, all great resources. But the bottom line is when you go in to vote, if you're going to be using an electronic voting machine, take a video camera with you. Be discreet about it. Don't try and video anybody else's vote, but videotape your own voting process. And if there is a problem, let Brad know over BradBlog.com. How's that?
Thank you. Well done.
Okay. All righty. Brad Friedman, BradBlog.com, the website, VelvetRevolution.us as well. 16 minutes past the hour. It's the Tom Hartman radio program. Thank you, Brad.